All right. Hey, hey, it's the pre-show for the 15th. I'm trying to upload a video to YouTube that I produced. I already produced the video on iMovie, and which sounds like the Isaac Asimov book, doesn't iMovie, iRobot, and it takes a fuck of a long time for this motherfucker to upload. Do you guys get the same experience when you're uploading an iMovie to YouTube? It's taken forever. Anyway, welcome to the pre-show. We have today more on our fires, and we're going to have Ted Bell, who's obviously, he's trying to commercially capitalize on the fires by naming, I think one of the drinks is named Exploding, I shouldn't say that, one of the drinks is named Exploding Transformer. I don't know, man. He's got another one, the Pacific Palisades Porter, Ted. And then we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police still looking for chicken noodle soup. So, you know, some things just lend themselves to certain things. So what we've had here over the last week, and I got to tell you, I'm being really honest with you guys, and I'll probably go into this in the video. It's extremely exhausting, and it's very depressing. You walk through the day wondering, why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel like there's like no hope? Why do I feel like there's a, and you know, as a Buddhist, and I practice Nichiren Buddhism, my philosophy always is you kick ass and you keep on kicking fucking ass until you win. You never give up. You never, ever give up. And I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. But, you know, the philosophy is you will fucking win. There is no alternative. You will win. Okay? When you're in tune with your Buddha nature and all that, you keep kicking ass until you are on top. And, yeah, that's how I live my life. But you always encounter life's difficulties along the way. It doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. You're always going to have fucking challenges. Life, you know, they say in Buddhism, there's four states you cannot avoid. You cannot fucking avoid these four states: birth, death, illness, old age. Forget it. You'll never avoid it. But what you can be is happy through all of that shit. And the definition of nirvana is being able to be happy in hell. Even if you're in fucking hell, you're happy. and the goal of life is happiness. That's the goal of life. No, there's no other fucking goal other than to be happy. And some people say, well, what if you're happy, you know, killing people? No, that's not real happiness. You know it and I know it. Real fucking happiness, where you don't have any, where you have no guilt, you have no worries. Well, some people don't have guilt. Okay, if they're abnormal personalities and they are psychopathic, I can guarantee you they may be doing exactly what they want to do, which is kill a bunch of people, but they are not fucking happy. They're never happy. Psychopaths are never satisfied. No, I'm talking about real happiness. Okay? That's the goal of life. And when you're happy, man, you're in tune with the world, you know, and you have you have friends and you have neighbors and you have colleagues and everybody is, you know, we're all in it together. So that's the ideal, man. But the last fucking week, just been feeling like goddamn dog shit. Like, you know, everything sucks and nothing is going to be good. And everything is, you know, and you kind of snap out of it and you realize not all of it is the fucking fire. There's just, you know, a lot of shit. But that's what this fire has done to me. This fire, it's taken out things that I've known and loved my whole life. It's changed the landscape of the city. It's, well, you know, it is it's an event, like a war almost, you know. So it's kind of interesting, man, having to deal with it. It really is. As we mentioned on the show today, last night, I'm dialing around. I'm looking at all the fucking news. And we're here over the Santa Clara Riverbed in Ventura County. There's a fire. And I look and I go, holy Christ, that's about 9 miles north of where our studios are. Santa Clara Riverbed. The Santa Clara River runs, it's kind of, it crosses the 101 freeway and then sort of runs parallel to it out to the ocean. Am I right about it? Am I thinking of the same river? There's a river we cross coming into Ventura County that I think is the Santa Clara River, and then that kind of parallels the 101. But nonetheless, here it is, and there's a fucking, and you're looking at this, this shot they had was a brutal goddamn fire in the riverbed. So I'm thinking, oh, great, you know. So what I did was I got a little bug-out kit ready for Thunder and me, which, you know what, you want to know what my bug-out kit is? Her food and my wallet. There you go. Yeah. Her food, so I'd have to stop and get that, and my wallet, so we just find the first pet-friendly hotel. And I know about 4 pet-friendly hotels within 20 miles of here, so I know exactly where to go. And you sit and you just fucking wait, man. You know, I'm not going to. And some of these people, I got to be honest, they piss me off when they say, it was a mandatory evacuation. What am I hearing? Mandatory evacuation. We decided we were not going to evacuate, even though it was mandatory. That's right. We're not going to leave our home. Okay. But we can't get out to get supplies now. How are we supposed to get supplies? Well, you dumb motherfucker, they said it was mandatory evacuation. Now you say you're going to defy that, you're going to stay there. Okay. And now what, do you want to come and go with your fucking groceries? Doesn't work like that. And they're pissed off. This one guy had the fucking temerity to stand there. I got to talk to who's in charge. This isn't right. What isn't right is you, Jack. You're not right. Holy shit. But like they say, it brings out the best and the worst in people. Mostly the best. And looking at Santa Anita, I grew up in Arcadia. I learned to drive in that fucking parking lot at Santa Anita Racetrack. And there they were by the thousands, people gathering stuff to make sure people are supplied who've lost their homes. They had everything there for them. Free of charge, man. Just come on in and grab it. I mean, it was amazing. It really was. And they had a cat set up. There was a guy cooking up hamburgers. There were some people cooking up some burritos and tacos and things like that. It was amazing, man. It really, honestly, it made me want to get in the car and drive to Arcadia and just walk through that whole area and sort of take it in. Pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool. Pretty great. If you're one of the people that was a part of that, thank you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So, you know, it's been brutal. It's been rough. It's been goddamn infuriating. It's been, I'll tell you, the Southern California Edison, there's a transformer that blew there, I guess the Hearst fire. Now there's the SCE vice president sitting there saying, well, we don't know if it blew after the event of the damaged equipment or before. We don't know if something happened in the wind that damaged our equipment. This guy's trying to weasel his fucking way out. No, SCE, you're going to pay just like PG&E did. You'll pay. And you will maintain your equipment better in the future. Because there are people there saying, this was a gal in, where the fuck was it, man? It's where I used to work. God, I can't remember now. I believe it was the, it was Sylmar. Up in Sylmar. I don't know what part, which fire that is. It might be part of the, might be part of the Hearst fire. It might be part of the Ventura fire. I don't know. But no, the Ventura fire was really small. But anyway, lady's saying that these power lines have been hanging here, man. They've been dangling here. I've seen them. Nobody coming out to maintain them. I don't know if you pick up the phone and call Southern California Edison and say, hey, your power lines are dangling here and you know they're not attached to anything. The clips have come free and they're just kind of hanging. Or not, but at some point, Southern California Edison is responsible for its equipment, in my opinion, and I don't think that's an extreme view. So anyway, we'll find out, man. You know, PG&E wound up paying out. I may have this wrong, so look it up. But it was either 2 separate lawsuits for $13 billion and $15 billion. Okay, or it was just one lawsuit that came to somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 billion. But I don't know. I do know that they were sued. I do know they were the suing party was awarded damages. I don't know who was suing. If the cities, I think, communities, the counties. You know, it's one thing if you are a exclusive contractor and you have the rights, exclusive rights to providing electricity to an area, as does Southern California Edison, as does Pacific Gas and Electric. There's no competitor. Okay, you have that exclusive franchise. You goddamn better well keep your shit tight. Your equipment, everything. All right, let's do the show.